Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
We are a blessed people. Now, this morning we're going to use some real high-tech visual aids. Okay, just as a demonstration, okay. At points in time in this, really what's been happening over the, you know, over the many weeks is God is bringing a realignment of the Word, isn't he? Realigning us back to the purpose of God and realigning us with the Word. And so in a sense, as I stand here, and I'm getting a bit of a suntan on the old thing there, as I stand here, there's a realignment that's actually happening with the Word of God, and this is what it represents. But when I move over here, wait for this, you ready for this? High tech, you ready? There we go. You see that? Danger! 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 Now, you're going to understand what I mean when we start doing this, because it works the other way as well. But when I come back into the thinking of God, into the plan of God, into the alignment of God, your word is a lamp unto my feet, isn't it? Amen? And so, but whenever we stray away from that, and we stray away from his thinking, danger, danger, danger. Amen? So, it's going to be applicable to your own life today. Let's just turn to 1 Peter 2, verse 9 and 10. Now, I'm going to read from the message here, so you probably won't just bear with us. But you are the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling, yes, of priestly work, chosen to be a holy people. Isn't that great? We're chosen to be a holy people, God's instruments to do his work and to speak. Say the word, speak.
Speak.
Speak. Speak. That's better. Speak out for him to tell others of the night and day difference he made for you from nothing to something. From rejected to accepted. Amen. It's true, and it's true for me because the word is true over my life. So what a tremendous responsibility we have. We are representatives on earth to demonstrate his kingdom life. Jesus has spoken over you. Do you know, for trillions and trillions of years, God has been thinking about you. Amen. I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, to give you a future and a hope. Amen. Plans to exalt us, not to, you know, God wants to make us the head, not the tail, but we are in Christ. Amen. We are. That's why we can be happy today. Amen. But in what we're going to do today is we're going to unpack how important how we speak, what we speak, because we don't want to get into the situations where we have
danger.
Danger! Do we? No, no. Okay. John 6, verse 63. You don't need to turn to this, but you know this. The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I've spoken to you are Spirit and they're life. We've received, not only in a sense, you know, the words of life, but we have received the Holy Spirit, the life giver in us, so we can declare life, so we can speak life, so we can release life. Amen. Everything's shaking at the moment. Circumstances, the planet's a bit of a shake, but God has called us to stand firm on the word. Amen. To speak life, his life inside of us. Amen. An ambassador represents his government in another nation. In the same way, we are ambassadors of God's kingdom to this nation. The way that we live our lives and how we speak demonstrates the kingdom life. Pastor Jane and the guys, the prophetic guys that they come, and when they brought, what they were doing, they were releasing life. They were declaring, they were affirming what was already we'd been walking in. Amen. Because at one session, he talked about the gates. the gates, also that what we operate with through our mouths, what we speak and what we declare is a weapon in our hands, a two-edged sword in our hand, amen? The mighty word that we can release to see circumstances change. Things to come from being over here. You're very good. Danger. You can say, you can join with me. It feels a bit like a danger, danger. To bring us back into the alignment of God. So what we declare, what we speak, what we decree, we are going to see a change in the spiritual climate. Amen. Over Horsham, over the 25-mile radius, over the nation. It's the truth. It's the truth. Why are our words so important? Our words need to line up with His word. And the way we think needs to line up with the way He thinks. What He's speaking over our lives. There's this scripture in Amos, I think we all know where it is. Amos 3 verse 3 says, "Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so?" Over these months, there may be some situations where the Lord is, in us are bringing correction. What is this doing? He's bringing us back into that place of alignment where we repent and turn away from certain attitudes, mindsets, things we've said, but we come now into the alignment of truth, the alignment of His word. Amen. Romans 10. Now, this is in the Amplified. Romans 10 verse 10, I love this in the Amplified. "For with the heart a person believes, adheres to, trusts in, relies on Christ, and is so justified, declared righteous, acceptable to God, and with the mouth he confesses, declares openly, and speaks out freely his faith, and confirms his salvation." Amen, that's happened with you and it's happened with me. I believed. With that same spirit of faith, we believe, therefore we speak. Amen. What's the connection with His word, our hearts, and what we speak? You can turn to this. Can you turn to Proverbs 4, verse 20 to 25? Proverbs 4, verse 20 to 25. "My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Put away perversity from your mouth. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you." But before this, as we start this, "My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight." My brother, here comes a funny story. My brother has got 6 girls. Okay, I know I went into deep intercession when I heard that as well. 6 girls in a bathroom. Thank you, Jesus. we've got one, and I just about would get by. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to have to change my confession at the end of that now. I'm going to have to line up my confession, aren't I? I can see there's danger happening there, isn't there? they decide to take the whole crew out to the shops, take them all out, and they're in the shopping centre, they're in there, and it just suddenly dawned on them, they look round, 1, 2, 3, "We've left one!" They left one at home. And the one that they left at home was the baby. What happens, I remember when me and Rachel were in London once, and we got on the train and we left our, handbag, because I haven't got a man bag. We left, just before you say anything, we left, Rachel left her handbag on the seat where, you know, we were just having a cup of tea and a sandwich. And when we got on the train was just going to get off. And you know, you have those, that sinking feeling that happens. I know I should have something here. I remember I'd been, my handbag, you know, we went into, we went into this. Danger, danger, danger. We went into don't panic, Mr. Manring mode at that moment. And, you know, in a sense, what we loved, you know, in a sense of, you know, all of the stuff that we had in there, all our provisions in that situation, it kind of threw up. Oh, my goodness me. But thankfully, God is merciful. And there was a one of the guys, you know, with a hat on, you know, what do you call him? Thank you. One of those. He was, you know, running towards us with the handbag. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You know what I mean? Because we could have been on a journey, you know what I mean? In a sense, you know, sitting there going, oh, Lord, what's happened? But what we treasure, we keep. What we treasure, we keep hold of. God has given such a fantastic thing, and that's His Word. We tremble at His Word because we treasure it. It's so important. So, and Jesus said in Luke 6, verse 45, for out of the overflow of his heart, the mouth speaks. It's really, really important at this time. We are in a new season. We're in a new time. Those gates are open. Amen. Like Pastor Helen has shared with us this morning. But what is important is 24/7, our lives of worship and how we live our lives, that what comes out of our mouths, that's an expression of our hearts and what we believe and what we think, needs to come in agreement with the Word of God. Amen. And Proverbs 10, verse 11, you don't need to turn there, but this is so important. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life. How's your fountain? Right, not too good. But the mouth of the righteous is like a fountain of life. So what we speak needs to come out of our mouths. What we declare over ourselves and what we speak over the 25-mile radius, over the nation, needs to be in line with Him. Because it needs to be life. Amen. If we don't guard our hearts and our mouths, we can find ourselves in the same condition as James describes in chapter 3, verse 9. That's James 3, verse 9 to 11. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? No. We've got to realize 24/7 that what we speak over our lives, we create over ourselves. What we declare over ourselves, we create over ourselves. So if we've been speaking negativity over ourselves, we're living under the power of a lie. We're living under the power and reality of something that isn't true. Sometimes in our lives we have situations where we go through a traumatic circumstance. And that traumatic circumstance, we have to push through it. And it leaves us as we come out of it. And we sometimes come out of those things wounded. It's not the wound or the physical wound that's dangerous, but it's the lie that's left behind afterwards. Because that lie that's left behind afterwards, we then live under the power of that lie. And we live under in that danger zone. Because we're believing something that isn't in line with God's Word. So sometimes, some of us, we've been through traumatic things. But today, we're going to break some stuff. Today, we're going to see. We are not going to live under a cloud of anything anymore. because they shall know the truth. The truth is a person, and his name's called Jesus. He reigns in glory. He lives inside of us. He lives by the power of his Holy Spirit. And the words we speak and the words we proclaim speak that life out to change stuff. I refuse. Do you know, sometimes, guys, you probably notice this now, sometimes I make mistakes. Okay? Does anybody make mistakes? Wouldn't it be terrible if we just lived under the power of our mistakes? God is not up there with a big stick beating us over the head every time we make a mistake. He wants us to dust ourselves down. If we've been living under anything that's not according to his word, thank you. Living under it that's not according to his word, he says, child, come in agreement with me. Break the power of that false confession over your life. Break the power of what you've been believing over your life. Why? Because it needs to come in line with who I am and what I say about you and what I declare about you and what I speak over you. Amen. Proverbs 21:23. Proverbs 21:23 says, he who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps him from calamity. We need to guard what we say and what we speak. We need to guard. Above all else, guard your hearts, for it's the wellspring of life. Psalm 141 verse 3. David was a man before his time. He said, set a guard over my mouth, O Lord, and keep watch over the door of my lips. Set a guard over my mouth. I remember one time, I don't know if you can remember this, Pete. Do you remember when Pastor Colin did something in the 8 o'clock? And it was about speaking life and a positive kingdom and declaring. Me and Pete got in the car. And it was a bit like, you know, Pete was driving. This is Pete driving, okay? There's a bit of passion there. And this is me sitting next to him. And we turned to one another. We went, we did, didn't we? Then we just sort of like in silence for the rest of the way when we got back to the journey. Why? Because we realized what we were going to say was not going to be positive and in line with his kingdom. You remember it? We said we laughed, didn't we? It was such a laugh. It was. Why? Because we realized before we opened our mouths, what was coming out of the expression of our heart wasn't in alignment with the word of God. What was happening was danger, danger. Amen. We didn't stay there for too long, did we? We changed our faith confession and the positive. So much out there at the moment tries to shape who we are. The spirit of the age, the spirit of the world, the spirit that comes to try and push back. But he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. I mean, he that is living inside of us is greater. But what happens is, you know, in a sense, through peer pressure, through people, through situations, they come and the enemy tries to sometimes force us into a place of confinement. But praise God, we are not going to stay in a place of confinement. We're not going to stay in a place of limitation. Why? Because he wants us to live in this land where there's... Thank you. But so much, you know, you've only got to watch, in a sense, anything on television. And sometimes you just know, have you noticed how the media is changing? And so sometimes how it's getting darker and darker and darker. The most dangerous thing that we do, I think, in our lives is that we kind of mess around a little bit with sin. And we mess around a little bit with mixture. And what we do is God's bar's up here. What we sometimes do is we just drop the bar. But the more that we drop the bar is the more that we give room for the enemy to actually come in. And the more that, in a sense, the pressure of the world. And sometimes when we try and live out our life And because, you know, in our own righteousness and our own standards, in a sense, we become the judge and the jury, not the Holy Spirit, not what the Word of God says. We then come into compromise. As we come into compromise, we come into
danger.
You're going to remember one thing about this morning, aren't you? I'm believing this morning that it's going to change the positive confession of in a sense, in our body. I'm believing that the Holy Spirit is the wonderful counselor that guides and leads us into all truth. And as we're sensitive to Him and sensitive to His voice, because that voice is born not out of a coldness, but because we have a relationship with Jesus, and that relationship is a deep relationship. We will hear when we get into a situation, and we will hear the voice of the Spirit saying, danger, danger. We will hear it. There will be a witness in our spirit. And we can then automatically say, in the name of Jesus, I'm not going to live under the power of that thing, but I'm going to live under the power of where you say I am and what you're doing in my life, Lord God. Amen. It's so, so, so important. Ephesians 4, verse 29, he says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. I used to work in a factory for 8 years, and I became a Christian halfway through that time. While I was in the factory. I don't mind saying this now because I'm not embarrassed, because I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but the life I live by faith. I used to work on a nappy machine. Woo-hey! I've seen more nappies than mums have changed on the planet. We used to make something like 60,000 nappies per shift, you know what I mean, for 8 years. You think about that then, you are blessed. I am blessed standing here now. What you come away from. So I used to work in this factory. So I came a Christian in the context of working in this factory. And praise God, there was a dramatic change in who I was. I know what it's like to actually live through when you're actually working with this is not a detrimental word towards women, but in a sense what we were working with, you know, the women in that situation were bluer in their language than the men. Okay, because the enemy was using it to try and trip me up and to make me, and it was years, and I had to stand for 2 years in a place of not coming into agreement. And it took 2 years. You know, they used to take the mickey. They used to bow down on the machines, you know what I mean, and take the mickey. But all of a sudden, something changed. What changed? Because I wasn't going to bow to a spirit of intimidation, amen, that was coming from the world, because he that was in me was greater than he that was in the world. And my confession was, I was a new creation. I changed. Something in me changed. Something happened in my life changed when my confession now became something different. They could see it by the way I lived and by how I spoke. I wasn't effing and jeffing like all the rest of the guys were. And even the guys, I had to stand in the position one day where we had to clean all of the factory. And there was a shift that was taken over, and we used to shut the machines down. Probably about, say, 10 to 10. And I can remember it now. It's not a healing of the memory moment here, so I'm not all bitter and twisted. So I'm just telling you about something. I can remember now standing in that place. And actually, because all the machines were computer run, and we were feet, you know, and so in a sense, we were time coded. So if we turned our machine off a bit earlier than we should do, the boss knew about it, right? And I was the only one that didn't turn his machine off. And did I get some stick? The guys wanted to beat me up because I didn't get the machine off early enough. I had to stand in righteousness. I had to stand in a place of, in a position of who I was. No, I'm not going to be intimidated by that spirit of intimidation. I'm going to stand on righteousness. And I'm in a practical work situation. You know, God turned the whole thing around, and the guy that wanted to beat me up the next day goes, sorry, Gary, I was really out of order, weren't I? Yes, you were, but I didn't, you know what I mean? I know what it's like to stand where, in a sense, where in righteousness. where that thing comes and it wants to confine you, but I knew that I could, you know, that thing that changed in my heart, I couldn't switch the machine off sooner because I was under authority. My boss said this was the time I turned it off, so that's the time I turned it off. Yeah, that was, I had to live it. I had to work it out. I do understand what some of you guys are going through. Yeah, there's compassion. There's mercy. There's understanding there. As we are moving forward in His purposes, we are aligning our lives with God. Adjusting what seems like a small thing, like how we speak, can actually make a profound effect. This little tongue, this little rudder, can alter the whole purpose of the ship. Yeah. Now there are three things that I believe I want to, that God wants to do today, and we're going to start to do some of these. The first thing is, we align ourselves to the Word. We are who God says we are. Amen. If some of you are standing at this moment in time, you know, in a sense, with a spoken word over your life from your parents, from your family, from how you think about yourself or how you perceive yourself as failure, you cannot come in that place and walk in agreement with God. Amen. God wants you to come in a sense of He is not speaking failure over you. You are what He's speaking over you. You are a new creation in Christ. Amen. You are made whole by the blood of Jesus. You are not a failure. In the name of Jesus, I break every spirit that comes this morning to speak and declare failure over anyone else's life. In the name of Jesus, that thing's broken today. We are not living with a failure mentality. When you say that I am a new creation in Christ, when you say I'm loved, when you say I'm bought with a price, when you say I'm whole, when you declare over my life, amen. God wants to change this thing. Thank you. Yeah. We don't, you see, why are our words so important? If we speak over ourselves, I'm a failure, we live under the power of that. But God says in His Word, you're not a failure. What does He say? He says, you're more than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror. Just a conqueror, but you're more than a conqueror. We're celebrating that victory that we have. But how do we do that? What's happening in this process? Now sometimes, Sue, do you mind just coming up with me? That's right. Sometimes God gives us people to help us, right? In this process. Now Sue's a mighty woman of God. Amen. It's true. It is true, because I'm speaking it in the name of Jesus. In a sense, you know, sometimes what happens to us when we begin to walk with God is that God brings us into the body. God brings people around us that would actually speak life and faith over us to bring us into alignment. In a sense, and sometimes, okay, I'm trying to go that way and you're trying to go that way, okay? Just push me. Yeah. Sometimes we give people a hard time. Have you realized that? I can stay there. If you don't go too far, maybe go the other side. Sorry, it's all right. Yeah. Oops. You know, we give people, in a sense, a hard time. The people that God has sent to us to encourage us, to lift us. We can go back again. You know, I'm a failure. Do you remember Eeyore? Do you remember Eeyore of Winnie the Pooh? Converted. He does need to be converted. Something needs to happen to him. Tigger, slap your hand on his head. Do something to him. Amen. It's like, you are such a depressing donkey. Get a grip. Come in line. It's not what Winnie the Pooh's saying about the situation. Danger. But we give people a hard time. You know, God brings us people like Sue and other people in the body here to actually come and, you know, and say, come in line with the Word.
Come on, come in line with the Word.
What do? We're fighting it. We're pushing it off. When really, When really, what needs to be happening in that process is that we need to be walking together, amen, encouraging us together. Amen. 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 Stop fighting. That's the word from the Lord. Stop fighting the people that are trying to love you and bring you into a place of freedom. Stop it. Stop it. Amen. They're there to help you. It's okay if you know, God understands if you're broken, if you're damaged. The truth is a process. Jesus, the truth comes and sets you free. The truth is a person who is alive and who's living. Amen. He comes and he sets us free. Each time we go, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I'm aligning myself with your word. I am who you say I am. I am the person you say I am. I'm going to stop living over in this land over here. It's not my identity. It's not where you've called me. But I'm going to come and stay here. I'm going to stay where you've chosen me. I'm going to stay where you've called me to be. That's to be in agreement with God and in alignment with God. Amen. You can be happy. Amen. The next thing is that we have what God says we have. We align ourselves with is we have what God says we have. I have access to the throne of grace, to the throne of Jesus by a new and living way. Boldly I can come and approach the throne of God's grace. Boldly I can come. We have what he says we have in his word. We need to believe his word. We have what he says we have. In all situations. You know, I started, and if Samuel's here now, you know, it's not too embarrassing. I started a few weeks ago, you know, Pastor Clive was talking about binding and loosening, binding the enemy, loosening off his hold and speaking life. I've began to speak life over my children. Me and Rachel have come out of a very dangerous time, in a sense, when some of it we could have got into the realms of danger in our own lives and the situations that were happening in our lives. But as we kept having to align ourselves with truth, align ourselves with the word, align ourselves with who, what God says we have and what God says we can do, we are seeing a transformation and a change. I'm speaking life over my family. I'm speaking life over my children. I'm speaking life. Amen. Why? Because we're coming away from anything that, mate, sometimes when you go through a time, it sometimes damages you. Stuff happens in that time. But through Pastor Clive, you know, come up Sue again. You know, Sue's representing Pastor Clive, you know, this time. And as we walk with him, do you know what I mean? He's saying, come on, Gary, come on. Come on, it's okay. We're going to see this. We're going to see the breakthrough. We're going to see things change. We're going to see things happen. Amen. Amen. And, you know, Sue's representing, in a sense, that's someone who brings along. We all need each other. The body needs each other. We are valuable for one another, amen. Amen. And just, you know, in a sense, so, you know, obviously Sue and Jess and Diane and that, they've been great. We've had to walk through stuff. But God is true to his word. Amen. God is true to his word in your life today. If those situations, one of the things, you know, I felt the Lord, you know, say to me, sometimes because we drop the bar down and we drop things down to such a level here, where we compromise, you know, certainly in the lives of with men, sometimes what can happen in the area of, you know, of pornography, okay, there's a danger. Holy Spirit's there. This is not good, Gary. This is not good. Switch it off. Cut it. Stop it. Yeah, if we don't do that, you see, we can give the enemy a foothold into our lives. Now, what happens in that kind of context there is, you know, because we give in to something, we yield in a wrong way where we don't place Christ's authority in that situation. The enemy begins to reign and rule. And then all of a sudden, we're not only here, there, but we're actually in a place where we're in shame. You see, shame will prevent you from coming into the presence of God. Shame tries to lock men. I'm speaking to the men today, if there's any situations. Because I want you to, if there's anyone here in this room today, and you know you're not free, and you need to be free, then please come and have a chat with me. Amen? I know what it's like to be free in that area. Hallelujah. And what happens is you can get locked into shame. You think there's no way forward. But if we confess our sin, what am I doing? If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us from all unrighteousness, to lead us back, to set us free, to make us whole, so that we can be forgiven. Amen? Shame does not need to lock you out of the presence of God. God is asking us, you say, you know, Jesus sometimes said, you know, the lady, you know, committed, adultery. He just said, I don't condemn you. Sin no more. What's sin no more? Stop it. Yeah? That's the equivalent word. Stop it. Yeah? And in a sense, you know, I'm not going to live under this shadow of shame. I'm not going to live. You know, God's called me to live on a highway, in a highway of holiness. That the ransom of the Lord would, you know, in a sense, in the name of Jesus, I'm breaking off of myself now, living under any shame in the name of Jesus. I'm breaking off today in the name of Jesus. Anything that's come that wants me to live under shame, God does not want me to live under shame. God wants me to come with boldness, even if I've done something wrong. Even if I've done something wrong, God wants me to come and find cleansing, find freedom, find forgiveness, be made whole again. Come in today in a sense of total acceptance. Why? Because shame is not robbing us. Amen. I'm going to go over this side now. All right. Flash, here we go. Do you know why it's so important? The other thing God's been bringing into alignment, the whole issue of offense. Where people get hurt. Why? Because what happens when we get hurt is, or when we don't forgive someone, you see, we forget the mercy of God. We forget the debt that has been paid for us. We forget that how much we've been set free. And we want justice. We want revenge. And the only way we can know to do that is to withhold our forgiveness, in a sense, to the other person. And what happens here is why it's been so important, in a sense. You know, sometimes in what's been happening over the weeks, some people have got offended. God doesn't want us to be offended. He wants us to be free. But what happens, you see, with offenses, you start actually, it's almost like a skin forms over your eyes. It distorts your vision. It's called pride. And that kind of pride stops you from actually, you know, it's almost like, and then self-righteousness kicks in. And then we start speaking stuff about people, leadership, I don't know, whatever it is, a person that we've got the issue with, we speak a curse over their lives. We're not living in the full, we're not living and speaking life. We're speaking something else. And then if we're not really careful, in the same way that shame is operating over here, how offense works is it tries to bring us into isolation. So offense will try and take us out of the body. We feel justified in our hurt, justified in our anger, justified in our unforgiveness. And yet God says, forgive. Why does he say 70 times? Sorry, Tim. Why does he say 70 times 7? Because God knew that we were going to have to face these issues. But we can be part of aligning ourselves with God. We can be part of aligning ourselves with what the Holy Spirit's saying. We don't need to live in the danger zone. Amen. If you're living in the danger zone today, put it right with the Lord. If you need to forgive someone and you're working through stuff, forgive them. It's not an emotional thing. It's a volitional choice. I choose to forgive that person. I release them from every debt, every sense that they owe me something. Lord, I thank you that the cross was the place where your justice was marked out, where you placed all of the judgment upon you so that I would not be judged. And Lord, I'm not going to be a mouthpiece of judgment over people's lives and speak over people's lives what's negative. I'm going to come back into alignment. I'm going to choose to speak life. I'm going to declare that life in the name of Jesus. Amen. And the last one now. We can do what God says we can do. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Sometimes in the way that we live, and sometimes, you know, God is wanting to push us out and to expand us, to move us into stuff. But sometimes our confession is, I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't do that. And we put ourselves under the power of a lie. How do I know it's a lie? Because God's word says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. It's not my strength. It's like this morning. I just said to the Lord, I can't do it, but you can. Amen. I can't do it, but you can. And I'm giving you room, responsibility. I'm moving over. I'm realizing that even if in a sense I feel weak, your grace is sufficient for me, for your power is made perfect in weakness. It doesn't matter how weak we are, because we can do what God says we can do. We can speak what God says we can speak, and we can do what He says we can do. You know, a few weeks ago, me and Rachel, we went out and did a marriage thing in Italy. Never done it before. What a step of faith. You know, it hadn't even got, well, you know, we knew the material, most of it, but it was like, we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. I wasn't be prepared to be stuck in a box if I can't do. When God says you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Amen. Well, I can't communicate to my workmates. I can't. Well, stop the I can't. Amen. Start confessing over yourself, I can. Say, thank you, Jesus. You have made me more than a conqueror. You have chosen me as a son. You've made me whole. You've set me apart to be a royal priest, to display your glory. I can do. I can choose to do what you say I can do. But not in my own strength, but in the strength of an indestructible life that lives inside you and me. Amen. You're allowed to look happy. You're allowed to. It's good news. Amen. Amen. So in this season where, in a sense, you know, there's a calling. There's a corporate calling into prayer, into the gatehouse. In this gatehouse, first of all. In this gatehouse, God wants us to come in line. Come in line with what He's speaking over our lives. Come in line in this gatehouse. You see, we can't, you know, say if we're at work, you know, we can't be, danger, thank you. We can't be here all of a sudden confessing stuff, negativity, unbelief, whatever here. And then all of a sudden on the church on a Sunday morning, we go, hey, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Jesus is wonderful. Yes, He is. But God wants an integrity in the whole scope of our lives that we don't need to get to this point. Because we're bringing into alignment what needs to come into alignment. What we confess, we possess. We need to confess good things over our lives. We need to confess the word over our lives. Worship is not just, it's a bit like one of those puppy things, isn't it? A puppy's not just for Christmas. Do you know what I mean? Worship is a lifestyle. Yeah. It's a total lifestyle. As I said, I'm not being discompassionate for people. You know, you're out there on the pointy end of life. And you're standing in the midst of opposition. You're standing in the midst of all of that kind of intimidation and what the world's trying to throw at you. But just remember this morning that He that is in you, He that is in you, He that is in you, He that is in you is greater than He that is in the world. He that is in you is greater. Otherwise, we're going to live. God doesn't want us to bounce around these danger zones. Yeah? And live our lives like this, that we're, like it says, I think in James, we're tossed about by the waves, you know, in our thinking. But Jesus, I choose today. Lord, I thank you in this gatehouse. How do I know that? We are a temple of the Holy Spirit. We're a temple of the Holy Spirit. What I watch, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I watch on telly. I can watch stuff that, you know, that nobody's on. I'm secure in it. Be very, very, very careful. Because the Holy Spirit's going, woo, 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 behind you. It's going, no, you can't. Whatever you are full of, you're going to have to feed on. You're full of the Word. You'll feed on the Word. The Word's in your heart. It's in your mind. It's in your heart and your mind, and it's coming out of your mouth. And it's declaring life. So don't let us play around with fire and think we can sort of, it doesn't matter. I can do what I do, say what I say, watch what I watch. Holy Spirit is there, our wonderful counselor, our wonderful guider. It's His loving kindness. You know, when I'm over here and I'm in something and I know I shouldn't be in something, it's His loving kindness that's coming upon me, leading me to repentance. Repentance doesn't mean going that way. Hallelujah. I'm going to get into it even more, does it? Repentance means a complete change around, a complete turn. And I'm going to walk according to where God says I'm going to walk. I'm going to bring those areas under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I'm going to bring my life in line with His Word. I don't need to have that thing kicking off all the time. It's time for us to grow up. What we're called for, to change this community. You are royalty. You're holy. Shall we stand? Shall we? Let's just stand now. Let's just. Has anybody got the mic? Okay. Thank you. Jesus. Let's just lift our hands to Him now. Jesus. I thank You that You're bringing, Father, every area of my life into alignment with Your purpose and Your plan. Today I am who God says I am. Today I have what God says I have. And today I can do what Christ says I can do. And in the name of Jesus right now, if you know where you need to bring anything into alignment right now, you just say, Father, I ask Your forgiveness in that area. Just speak to Him. I ask for Your forgiveness. I align myself with the Word. If I've been living over here and living in deception and just behaving and believing, speaking stuff over here, God, I thank You that You don't want me to stay here. But Lord, I choose to now. I renounce every lie that I've believed about myself in the name of Jesus. I renounce those lies in the name of Jesus today. Lies of failure. Lies that crush you. I break the power of that thing in the name of Jesus. Now You use Your authority now. You use Your authority. And you just break the power of stuff. If you're living under it, just break it off of your life now. I'm not going to live now any longer with a failure mentality. When I have been crucified with Christ, I'm not longer live under a shadow of shame. I break off that in the name of Jesus. I thank You that Your Word says, if I confess my sin, You are faithful and just to forgive me. I thank You today. I thank You today that You, Father, set me free today. I thank You that I no longer have to keep in the danger zone. I take my life out of the danger zone today, and I bring my life back into alignment with Your purpose, with Your plan, in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Right now, if there's anybody here and you know, okay, actually, I haven't got a relationship with Jesus. I don't know what He's done. Well, 2,000 years ago, this Jesus died upon a cross. God, in all His might and power and glory, funneled Himself down into the size of a man. Because there's no way that we could get back to God. And God knew that. So He sent His one and only Son. And those that put their faith in the Son
So in a sense, you were effectively separated from God. You're away from God. There's nothing that you could do in your own strength to connect that back to Him. But today, He's speaking to you today, and He's saying, child, you don't need to live in the danger zone. You can come back in my purpose, and you can come back into my perfect plan for your life that I had before the beginning of time. We are created by Him and for Him. And so if there's anybody here that actually doesn't know the Lord Jesus today and wants to step into that relationship with God, in the name of Jesus now, I want you to do is just raise your hand. Just raise your hand. Is anybody here that doesn't know Jesus? Okay. Well, Father, I just thank you right now that I choose to come out of the danger zone, and I choose to submit my life afresh to you today. I choose life today. I thank you, Lord, for a complete transformation. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that Father, today I choose your life. Where sin has separated me, I ask your forgiveness for that. In Jesus' name. And I come and I submit, I give my whole life over. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I have what Christ says I have. I am who Christ says I am. And I can do what Christ says I can do. Let's just exalt Him. Let's just thank Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.